Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Edmund Burke, born Dublin, 1729. Son of a Protestant lawyer and a Catholic mother, studied law at university, ditched it for literature, whereupon his father withdrew his allowance. So Edmund Burke started writing in order to make some money. Soon afterwards, he became the assistant to the Secretary of Ireland, then a member of Parliament representing Bristol and House of Commons, and he became a famous reformer. He opposed what he thought of as the tyranny of the British monarchy. He supported the American colonists in their revolution, or at least he advocated that the British government keep hands off. Edmund Burke was famous for his passionate oratory, which one biographer said was impressive rather than effectual. There was, one wrote, a gap between his eloquence and his ability to persuade. Edmund Burke, whom we remember for a few maxims, including all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. It's the birthday of the writer Haruki Murakami, born in Kyoto, Japan in 1949, one of Japan's most important 20th century writers, though criticized by some Japanese for being too Western. His characters tend to be very intelligent introverts who get mixed up with mysterious women and conspiracies. Murakami said in an interview, "I write weird stories. Myself, I'm a very realistic person. I wake up at 6 in the morning and go to bed at 10, jog every day, swim, eat healthy food. But when I write weird." His works include Hear the Wind Sing, A Wild Sheep Chase, and so on. Haruki Murakami, who believes that to write well, you should be in good physical shape, and says that many authors don't respect that, but to him, it is critical. It's the birthday of Jack London, born in San Francisco, 1876, whose first big success was his novel The Call of the Wild, about a dog he had known when he was living in the Klondike. It was a huge bestseller, and in 1905, Jack London bought 1,400 acres of land in Glen Ellen, California, what he called Beauty Ranch. It's now a California State Historic Park. He earned a lot of money, Jack London, but he was an alcoholic. He lost a lot of money on his ranch, and his writing began to decline around 1909. He was suffering from kidney problems, medicating himself with morphine, and it was an overdose of morphine that killed him in 1914. He ended badly, Jack London, suffered the disgrace of buying story plots from young writers like Sinclair Lewis and trying to imitate his own style, trying to repeat his earlier successes. Here's a poem by Alden Nowlin entitled Fair Warning. I keep a lunatic chained to a beam in the attic. He is my twin brother, whom I'm trying to cheat out of his inheritance. It's all right for me to tell you this, because you won't believe it. Nobody believes anything that's put in a poem. I could confess to murder, and as long as I did it in a verse, there's not a court that would convict me. So if you're ever a guest overnight in my house, don't go looking for the source of any unusual sounds. Fair Warning, a poem by Alden Nowlin, from Alden Nowlin Selected Poems, published by House of Anansi Press Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach, written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.